Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon this morning comes in the form of a question, and here's the question. Who do you think you are? Based on the Old Testament reading that Ben read us today from Job 38, especially these verses. Then the Lord answered Job, I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Or who shut in the sea with doors and prescribed limits for it? And said, thus far you shall come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. I invite you this morning to turn on the back of your handout you were given and follow our sermon outline as we ask the question, who do you think you are? Well, when have you ever heard this question? Who do you think you are? Often it's when someone is questioning your authority or challenging the way that you run things. And curiously, in our scripture readings for today, did you catch the theme that's running through our service, our liturgy, the hymns, the readings, in all our scripture readings today? The answer to this question, who do you think you are, is related to the wind and the waves, and the sea. Who do you think you are is really what Job asked God, and then God, in turn, asked Job in the 38th chapter of this book. You see, Job was suffering. Job was suffering, and he didn't like the way God was running things. And Job set out to set God straight. Job had lost everything that was precious to him. He had lost his family. He'd lost his home. He'd lost his possessions. And we can hear Job saying, life is not fair. You, God, are not fair. Who do you think you are, God? I, Job, could do a better job of running the world than you're doing. Well, in this book, named after Job, God listened to Job for a while. In fact, for 38 chapters of a book of 42 chapters, God is listening to Job. But finally, God sets Job straight. And he does it by discussing the wind and the waves and the sea. Listen to these verses again. Then the Lord answered Job, I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Who shut in the sea with doors and prescribed limits for the sea and said, thus you shall come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed? Translation, God said to Job, who do you think you are? I am God, and you are not. Where were you when I created the world, and especially when I put limits on the mighty sea? Job, I am in control, and I will take care of you. Now, hold on to this reference to the sea, because we're going to come across it again and again in the text for today. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever, like Job, wanted to tell God how he should do his job? Perhaps things in your life are not going the way you want them to go. Perhaps you have difficulties and heartaches that are impossible to understand. Perhaps it's the loss of something or someone very precious to you. In our scripture text for today, here is the clear central thought. Almighty God loves you. And he reminds you, as he reminded Job, that he is in control, that he will care for you and you will see. Don't give up. Now, who do you think you are is also what some disciples asked Jesus in our gospel reading for today from Mark chapter 4. The disciples were fearful. They didn't like the way Jesus was running things. They felt that he was ignoring them. And they, like Job, wanted to set the Lord straight. Listen to these verses from Mark 4. Jesus took with him his disciples in a boat. And a great storm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, but he was asleep in the stern. And they awoke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing?" A sudden storm grew up on the large Sea of Galilee, and these men were in a small boat. And not only were the disciples afraid, they were upset with Jesus. "Who do you think you are, Jesus, sleeping? Well, we may all drown in the waves of the sea." And just as our Lord did with Job, Jesus listened to them. And then he set them straight. How? By the silencing of the wind and the waves and the sea. Verse 39 of Mark 4 says, "Jesus rebuked the wind and said to the seas, 'Peace, be still.'" Rebuke is a special technical verb. It's used in Scripture only by someone who has power and authority, and in most cases in the Bible, it's an act only God does. And when Jesus rebuked the wind and the sea, he was demonstrating who he was. And we can take great comfort in that. Listen to verse 41, how this account in Mark 4 ends. "Then the disciples said, 'Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" Mark's account ends right here. No answer to this question is given. Who is this that the winds and sea obey him? Why did Mark not answer the question? It's because he wants us who are reading this account in generations after this event. He wants us to supply the answer. Who is this that even the winds and the sea obey his command? It is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God. He is the God in control. And he cares for us, even in the storms and the waves at sea in our lives. And folks, who are we? Who do you think you are? We are God's Easter people. And we know this same Lord Jesus went to the cross, rose from the grave. And when we look to that cross, we ask this question: who is this that would on that cross fight for us, the powers of sin and death and the devil? Lord Jesus, who do you think you are to love and to die for a sinner like me? The answer to the question, who do we think he is and who do we think we are, is finally given in the last book of the Bible, on your outline, the book called Revelation. In Revelation chapter 21, St. John has a vision of heaven. And this particular passage is already planned in my funeral service. Unlike suffering Job, who didn't understand, unlike the fearful disciples who didn't get what was going on, St. John tells us that in heaven, we who are God's people will have every tear wiped away, and every question answered. Listen to the verses. Revelation 21, 4 to 5. And there God himself will wipe every tear from their eyes. And there will be no longer any death, no longer any mourning or crying or pain. And he who sits on the throne says, behold, I have made all things new. Joining Job and Jesus' disciples and all of God's people from every time, from every place, we will one day gather at God's heavenly throne. We will know who we are. We are God's redeemed people. And our old, painful sin and death will be gone forever. God personally will wipe all our tears away, and we will have all our questions answered. St. John tells us, at that day, Almighty God will dwell with us, and there will be no longer any heartache, no wind, no waves, no sea. And he also says, we will finally drink from the waters of eternal life. Listen to verse 3, Revelation 21. They shall be his people, and God will dwell among them. Who do we think we are? God's precious redeemed sons and daughters. Who will we know God to be? The one who loves us and who will personally, face to face, dwell with us and wipe that final tear from our eyes. And listen to Revelation 21, verse 1. This is my favorite verse. On the basis of this verse, I wrote my second master's thesis, 180-page book, just on this one verse. And there will no longer be any sea. Listen to that verse again, Revelation 21. Speaking of heaven, John says, and there will no longer be any sea. And what does that mean? In Job 38 that we read earlier, God showed himself to Job as the one who controls the sea and the winds and the storm. In Mark 4, how did our Lord reveal himself to his disciples? The Lord of creation who calmed the storms at sea. All through the Bible, the symbolism of the sea is the enemy of God and the enemy of God's people and anything that hurts you and wounds you and brings you heartache. Revelation 21 says, in heaven, at God's precious side, there'll no longer be any sea. No more cancer. No more death. No more pain. No more sin. No more sorrow. No more divorce. No more illness. No more anything that brings God's people pain. St. John says, the sea will be no more. God has calmed the sea. The enemy of God and his people will be destroyed forever. And then verse 6 says, as if that wasn't enough, God says, and I will give to the one who thirsts the water of life without cost. Oh Lord, who do you think you are? Freely giving us your love, freely giving us forgiveness of sin, freely giving us the gift of heaven, bringing a final end to anything in this life that has hurt us. Lord, who do you think you are? And he answers from the cross. The one who has loved you to the end, Harold. The one, Morag, who has died for you and forgiven all your sins. The one, Max, who will be there at your final breath to welcome you home. That's who I am. We end this sermon on a whole different note. It's a song from the 1970s, and that's when I had hair down to here. I really did one day have hair. There's a song that's a very feisty song. The song is entitled, "Who Do You Think You Are, Mr. Big Stuff?" It's a feisty song. It's an enjoyable song. It's a sing-along song. It's a song of a strong woman challenging this stupid guy who did her wrong. If you have time, if you have a computer, go home and type this song into your computer. Find the YouTube video and just laugh with me at the woman who sang the song. Her afro is so huge, I thought she was going to tip over. It's just a wonderful, feisty song. Look at this song, "Who Do You Think You Are, Mr. Big Stuff?" Just a few lines from the song. "Mr. Big Stuff, tell me, who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never going to get my love, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never going to break my heart, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never going to make me cry. Mr. Big Stuff, tell me, who do you think you are?" Now, yes, often this question, "Who do you think you are?" can be a question that's asked when we're challenging somebody's actions. But today's scripture lessons from the Holy Bible, from Job 38, from Mark 4, from Revelation 21, have taught us this truth. Who do you think you are, O Lord, to love a sinner like me? That question can be a prayer of thanksgiving and praise and glory. Lord, who do you think you are? And he tells us at the cross, "Your Lord, who loves you, I am in control of the wind and the waves and the sea of your lives. That's who I am." And who do you think you are? We are his beloved children. In the name of Jesus, amen.